This is a HeadGum Podcast.
There's no way. That's too many.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Wow, it too cut many. Off so quickly.
Too many Christmas episodes.
There wasn't
episodes.
Even a fade out.
Oh no, this isn't that type of podcast.
No, I
do you always have that like proud look on your face when you
yes,
do
of
the
course
intro?
He does.
That's
yeah,
adorable.
I'm proud of this show. This yeah. is this is our show. Mike and I, this is our show.
It's such a nice moment though.
People
when you
really
it out,
love
you
kinda, it.
Do you guys know what it's bit? Like to have complete ownership of a show? Guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. This is going to be quite an episode because we have a historically hilarious group of gentlemen and ladies on this podcast.
Lady.
Well,
Mike, I get it.
Mike has an announcement later on the podcast.
That's a little...
All right.
Foreshadowing.
Mike,
foreshadowing.
Women
fine.
Are wonderful.
I've heard.
But guys,
I watched the Golden Globes. I've seen all of it.
We are today we have special guests Elliot Morgan, Lee Newton, and Joe Beretta. And who are of the Valley Folk.
Yay!
Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I actually really appreciate that.
I heard your teeth in that.
What an insane
it's
thing
so
that
much,
you guys do.
It's so different when you're sitting in, next to it and it's happening.
Welcome welcome to the podcast, worse. Guys. This is so this is the first time we've had this many people on Dynamic Banter. One
yes.
time we had Elliot and Delman. And so it was a four. It was
Delman.
A bro way.
Yeah,
Delman.
He's gonna hate me. For
we're
that.
Gonna do a lot
you know
of Delman,
Delman
impressions.
I know Delman. I am fairly intimate with
Lee, you,
Delman.
You gave you described Delman's voice in a way that I thought was so perfect
it
yesterday.
Really is. It really
go
is.
Ahead
he's
and tell
a
1950s,
everyone. 1950s police siren.
Wow.
He also,
so
when he's sick, he's quite possibly, aww. It's wah, like remember, like it's a tornado warning. Just wah, wah.
How many times have you accidentally gotten under a table because of...
Multiple times.
Oh,
I
yeah.
hide in the doorway a
this
lot.
Is the big one.
How fucked up is that? That when, remember those like videos where like they were showing kids that like if a bomb went off, to
just
get
under,
get
a
under
desk.
Your
you
fucking
your
desk.
Desk.
Yeah.
All the while
well,
knowing
I think
that
it's
they're
like
just going
to
die.
How
count
the bodies. They're like, well, we knew there was 12 desks, so 12
<bombs. laughs> All we have left are the desks.
The desks
well, that's what the roll call is yeah. for. That's what that's for.
Is my microphone, is this normal? Does it sound okay to you guys? Because when in
okay
my playback,
God,
it sounds
fine.
Echoey. All right.
Oh.
It's very, it's
does it
super
sound
echoey?
Just
yeah, it's like crackly.
No, you sound great. It might be this here.
Okay, cool. As long as it sounds fine to y'all.
I honestly think it sounds fan fucking tastic.
Thank you, Lee.
For those at home, that was Lee who grabbed the
you did that at the most perfect volume as well.
Yeah.
That's the volume that people expected.
So guys, you know, this is Joe's first time.
This is my first banter.
Well, this is your first banter too, Lee, right?
I did something.
Oh no, that's
I was
right.
Penny Marshall.
Lee was Penny Marshall on
and
our big
I
commentary.
Had so many people that tweeted me were like, were you Penny Marshall? And I denied it. And it
yeah.
was my favorite thing to deny, period, because
yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, breaking news
like,
on this banter.
Well,
you were Penny
different.
Marshall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we haven't really admitted
yes
it, but you,
people.
But it was.
I was very, and also,
it was
what
very
was my,
you.
I was like, I'm Penny Marshall.
It was
like,
so great, especially when we were like feeding you pizza yeah. at one point.
I'm
like,
Penny Marshall.
Give me this slice of pizza.
And it's like, I mean, I've listened to her. She doesn't remotely sound.
Every impression that goes on for like an hour and a half usually starts as the impression, and then about 5 minutes later, it's whatever.
I'm Penny Marshall.
It either becomes like Gilbert Godfrey yeah. or a child.
I'm Penny Marshall. So, guys, the reason why we have all these lovely gentlemen and lady on the program today is because some of you may or may not know that Joe, Lee, Elliot, and I have started a new comedy thing called The Valley Folk.
Yes!
Mike's pretty upset about it.
Mike, no, that
no,
means
that
Mike's
means
happy.
He's happy.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell me how I feel. I've
oh, okay.
been very upset about this since.
Oh,
day
I'm
one.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You want to air your grievances?
Don't tell me how I feel. Let Elliot tell you how I feel.
I thought that was the happy mallet. Apparently,
I actually haven't decided yet.
There's
how
barely anything happy
Do
about
whatever,
that mallet at
no,
all.
No, just what happens with the mallet.
Got it. Okay.
I'm very happy about the Valley Folk thing.
I do love the decorations that you guys have done.
Jar of babies.
Really, I mean,
I did.
It's a candle full of babies, and then a couple of candles that aren't lit. No idea what this thumb is.
It's all very on purpose. It all.
So okay, where did you shoot this stuff, Penny?
Where did I shoot it?
Yeah.
This is actually on the Warner Brothers lot currently. That right there is a little beautiful town.
Hey. That was Lee. That's Lee as Penny Marshall.
You didn't even cue up the clip.
No.
That's not what this kind of. That's not how this show
works.
It's not one of those podcasts. So we did the Commentarium was a short-lived idea on Dynamic Banter, which isn't dead, by the way. Is that the Commentarium?
I love that word. That needs to be used for something.
Well, I think it's a show that really
it was
still.
Twice.
I mean, I think
that's the third time that word has ever been uttered.
We also watched a full movie together.
Yeah.
There's 20 minutes of just silence when we're enjoying it.
Oh, are you kidding me right now? I love a good beet. I love a good carrot.
That's
good.
Lean,
you like that
as
stuff?
Penny Marshall as an old door. Yeah.
To get you juice if you want.
Oh, I would love a Robux juice. Do you have Robux juice here? Oh, Mercedes.
All right.
Why would we have a Robux in the apartment?
I know.
Mercedes.
I want to make so much love to that Penny Marshall.
Yeah,
I know, right?
That actually tracks.
Could I have one of those Zevia sparkling waters?
There's several of them.
17 of them. I brought here.
There's two flavors. Don't just jump right into that one,
Quake
Cowboy.
Plumber.
Whoa.
Nice?
Whoa, he's jumping right into Barry.
Do you want Barry or Quake?
Listen,
Barry, it's B-A-R-R-Y, by the way.
Jumping right into Barry.
You want some berry flavor?
By the way, I will say that the berry Zevia drink, the sparkling water, is better than the cucumber and lemon. So, Lee, if you want to dig into that one.
Cucumber is the most nothing flavor.
Yes,
really I love
is.
The flavor of cucumber.
It's a cop-out.
You know what it is, Mike?
It.
You know what it is, no? The flavor of cucumber? It's
water?
Refreshing.
Biteable water?
It's refreshing.
It tastes like health.
I actually agree with Mike on this.
Joe, you might want to do this.
Fake Quake Quumbers.
Unless you're comfortable.
Don't tell me what
Can
to
you
do.
Just okay. let Joe?
Yeah.
We promise we just let the guest.
I just feel like he's leaning in, and I don't know how comfortable that is.
I think he likes it because it's a little Robin Williams in Good
It is
Morning
a little
Vietnam.
Robin Williams mm-hmm. in Good Morning Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Or Nam.
When I was in second grade, I had a friend come over, and it was like one of my first sleepovers. His name was James Stone.
Ooh.
James Stone.
How famous is he now?
Yeah, what doctor? What
how many porns has he done?
Probably all of them. He's like, there's a Scooby-Doo mask that comes off at the end of every single porn.
We would have gotten away with it, too.
No.
James Stone.
If it wasn't for James Stone.
But we had never seen that movie, but you know that line from it, Good Morning
yeah,
Vietnam,
of course.
That we all
Everyone
know about
it.
But have no context behind?
Yeah.
We thought it would be hilarious as second graders to just open my window at 3 a.m. just start yelling it.
That is hilarious.
Into the neighborhood.
You nailed
that
it.
Yeah,
that's still funny.
My dad did not think it was funny.
Oh, no.
He's not much of a cursor, or was he much of an angry discipliner?
He was there.
But I'm pretty sure it was as I yelled and finished Good Morning Vietnam for the 17th time. The door just busted up. What the fuck are you doing? 3 a.m.
You say it once and you shut the window.
Penny Marshall was there too. What did you say, Penny?
Rule of threes, son. Rule of threes.
Such a good movie.
You love working with her.
Oh
I hate it. I hate it now. I've
you know,
grown to hate it.
She had a sexual aura about her. And,
yeah, I hate it. Though.
At first, I wanted her for the Elizabeth Perkins role, and they said no, she's too old. And I said, too old. Yeah.
Jesus.
Still enjoy it. Hate the fade in though. Hate
Honestly
it.
Though, I think I have to use that in a reel somewhere.
It's
right?
really good. Please. It's really good.
Oh,
Lee.
Her Penny Marshall's exquisite.
Once we all get good reels, then we're gonna be.
So reels. Anyway, let's get this out of the way real quick. Let's talk a little bit about Valley Folk, and then we can move on and talk about the garbage we usually talk about on this podcast.
Oh, I'm
sure.
Really excited about
but
the garbage.
Joe, you're a professional man who is kind of the I would say the ringleader.
Damn it.
Of the Valley Folk.
It's too much fun.
what is the Valley Folk, Joe? Can you tell us that?
Oh gosh, what is it? It's us coming together and living the dream. Two mics on a podcast.
I got two.
It's like a price on podcast.
Don't let me distract you.
Third mic on next to me.
Why am I the third one, man?
You can be the first one.
Can I please have some?
Man, I'm not trying to offend. I'm not trying to offend.
Look, if the dream is getting to make content with friends, and I hate that word, just come together and laugh for a job.
Friends.
Boom. Laugh for a job with your friends. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you've done it. Because you opened up a Patreon. It's doing real well.
Yeah.
You guys are all, I don't think you'll mind me saying this, dirt rich.
Dirt sure. Rich.
I think you can speak for all of us.
I didn't know you could put a pool in a complex where you're renting an apartment, but you guys have all done it.
Is dirt rich like middle class?
It's not filthy rich. Filthy rich is stupid.
Oh, no,
I don't think
it's even dirt you don't think rich.
Dirt rich is just having a regular amount of money.
I thought it was just we have dirt.
we are dirt rich.
We got dirt.
You need dirt.
In all fairness, I did start with dirt.
Yeah, filthy rich is quite the visceral phrase.
It
isn't
certainly
it?
Is.
Like, what's above filthy rich? You are pedophilically rich.
If I can get a bit analytical here with you guys, we have 4,189 patrons.
Hey, you guys are amazing
on
patrons.
Patreon, and that's a lot of you. A lot of people listening to this are patrons
of
the Valley Folk, and I want to thank you all for that.
Just wonderful.
I do want you to know
there's actually an audio representation of the graph of your Patreon. Yeah. Could you want to take a look at it?
Yeah, let's take a look at it here. Let me pull
it
up.
Can you maybe go over the date?
Lee, will you turn off the light really quick?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What date did you start on?
What date did we start on?
So that's when it started. Right.
Okay, I think it's a little early for the bit.
And we closed it down 5 minutes, and then we reopened.
The bit's not here. May I?
Let me close it back up.
May I?
Yeah.
What day did we start the Patreon?
Let's just say on
Monday.
Monday, and we were at nothing. And within how many hours were we at?
48 In 24 hours, we got 3,000 patrons.
So if you look on the graph,
the first day looks a little bit like.
Yeah,
this.
Let's look at the graph.
Nope.
Yeah, there it goes a little bit.
That's the one.
It took you a while to find the bit, didn't
there
it?
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting blamed over here.
Anyway, it's a good bit.
Honestly, I do love that, like, I will run into people that are such huge Dynamic Banter fans, and I love when they're always like, Dynamic Banter, and they're like, quack, quambri, quack, 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 and I'm like, what? And they're like, it's an inside joke. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. I don't. And they're you know, bobs to your babies. And I'm like, I don't fucking.
Yeah.
Let's talk about anything else.
There's the assumption that because we're friends, we actually listen to this shit, and none of us listen to it.
Well, we all barely have any time. We have barely any time.
I have plenty of time. I'm not gonna, but I
but
don't.
We have barely
I do,
any time.
I have turned on some episodes, and I will watch is like the animated.
There he is.
You know what? That was the kid's solo. Like, remember the kid? Yeah. Like, the kid got the solo.
How old I just? You do it like that. I do. It was like a.
Move your lips, honey.
I remember.
Dude, I played Little League with my best friend Aaron, and his dad always used to yell
humble
up
from
the stands. Big smile, Aaron, Mike. Wait, like
on the baseball
like,
field.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Big smile, Aaron, Mike.
Just trying to keep it positive. Trying to keep it positive.
I like that you found that song by searching for Christmas songs, public domain.
Oh, yeah, because
we're running a business.
Smart.
We're running a business here, Elliot.
Kind of just peeling back the curtain a little bit.
Well, we're running a business here. I don't know if you understand.
We're running a business, but we don't have the capital or the finances to get litigious.
No,
we
don't. Somebody just opened an old door?
What do you mean? Too old.
Who said she was too old?
Oh, you know, the network, the society, all of it. And I said, she's gorgeous, she's beautiful, and really what it came down to is Elizabeth Perkins couldn't act her way out of a goddamn paper bag, so.
Honesty. Little honesty coming out
there. So, anyway, so Mike, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love your morning show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Talk about
it's
the morning
so
show.
It's good.
Awesome.
I'd like all you on the morning show.
I have been on the morning show.
You have.
Already. And I want to be on it more.
Well, you could be on it literally any time.
I highly recommend you do, because it's just kind of like a playground for some really fun character work.
There's a new segment on the show that came out today called Drinking Water in a New Shirt.
Wow, I love it.
Wait,
do you have a sponsorship yet, or are we going?
Well, that's the sponsor.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So,
Mike, I don't know if this is how it opened, but I saw your Instagram post about how somebody spit on you.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
This is the
Can you talk about
I've
it?
Talked about this. I'd rather not. What if this was the only time I was like, I'm not gonna.
I mean,
I'm not gonna
listen. You don't have to, but definitely watch Mike's morning show. And you'll see what we're talking about.
Human being spit on me, and
wow.
I almost got into a fisticuffs, and then I was dragged away by my wife. And then
wait,
I
this
was,
really
no
happened?
Jail. Yeah, it really happened.
Yeah,
you don't
like,
tell a story 8 times without it really happening.
Well, it changes every time, doesn't it?
Walk us through.
If I took every instance of this story you told, would every detail remain the same?
I fought everybody else in the line except for this person. To teach him a lesson, to kind of get him real nervous.
Right. Okay. So what happened?
Took
what
you
happened?
Away from
what?
That
I mean, I think you kind of have to.
But that's like
have
a very shocking
now,
Zoya thing, because I feel like Zoya would have wanted to.
If
also
there was
end
spit on
person,
Zoya, it would
she
be
would have destroyed
done.
Him.
Yeah.
Everything would be on fire.
Oh yeah, Zoya would be in prison.
We're all emotionally
she would be
invested.
In federal prison,
and she would be fine with it too.
Yeah.
Oh, she'd be the king of the prison.
I gave 6 tattoos today,
and she'd understand why she's there. And she'd
I run a shank business.
I gave 6 tattoos today.
Did you know you can literally make a shank out of anything and everything?
Watch this. Just grabs the nearest person.
Guys, okay.
This shank. This shank.
This is a true story really quick. When I went to Catholic school, they used to do those stupid, like now I realize it's like scared straight type stuff. But when I was in Catholic school, they used to take us, especially because we were kind of like the bad class. And it wasn't because of me. I mean, I didn't help.
Guaranteed it was.
Yeah. But no, there were like bad kids. There were kids that were like gangbangers, like very bad. Like none, like we didn't earn any field trips. You know how field trips were earned when you were in school?
That's a privilege.
It's a privilege. We didn't get any of them. We were like the one class that didn't get a field trip like for an entire year. And so because we were so bad.
You
and
guys
so,
can't go to the Loom Factory.
But I'll tell you where we did go. We went to juvenile hall to one of those, like, you know, we all go and we take a field trip to juvenile hall and it's like, this is what your life will be if you keep doing this shit.
That's a last resort.
I mean, it really is. Yeah. It's just scared straight stuff. And I don't know if it was just like a Catholic school tactic to like, I don't know if this is something that they just do
guaranteed.
At Catholic
hell
schools.
Hell was not scary
like,
enough.
Right? Hell's not, the concept
eternal
of hell's not scary
was
enough.
Was not.
Well, because prison's real, Joe. Anyway, so the...
Was that a knock on religion?
Let's go to the resident expert on
was
religion.
That a knock on religion?
The resident expert on
religion. I was looking
religion.
At the little googly eyes on the VR on the PlayStation. I'm going to have to defer to your conscience.
Mortimer's here.
I don't know what happened.
Mortimer's here, guys.
I think it's
so
adorable.
Does he have something he wants to say? Or he's okay.
Okay, well, he's just...
Mortimer, were you ever in a religion school type situation? Okay, well, did you have a good time there, or can you describe your experience? You'd rather not. All right. Well, it was a tough time, and I don't mean to upset you at all. And
wow, Lee, that's really good.
That's good.
Can we do another podcast later, and then you fade in her doing that?
Yeah, yeah. Can I just get a clean version of you doing that so I can have a clip?
Oh, you're starting to get him upset a little bit. Okay.
Encroaching on his brand.
This is what he does. He gets a little upset.
That's for a dog.
Wait.
Give
sorry.
That to a dog.
I'm sorry. What?
Is there what's the story behind Mortimer?
Mortimer was sent to us via P.O. Box. And he appeared on the last episode. His first appearance was on the last episode. And he
such a delicate.
He interjects.
Sound.
Yeah,
oh,
he
yeah.
Interjects.
It's so gentle.
It's calming.
But anyway, so I went to we went to a juvenile detention hall, and speaking of shanking and what can be a shank, we had these different speakers. Like, so we were all piled into this, like, rec room or something at the juvenile hall. And then, like, these, like...
Everybody hold on to the foosball, too.
And definitely...
Chill on the foosball. Chill on the foos for a second.
Definitely...
We gotta scare these kids.
Donnie, no more foos.
Definitely the people Randy's that came in to speak to us were all like the good behavior people.
Yeah, they're like, let me put down my knitting for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
And talk to
because,
you.
Like, they wouldn't just
I wasn't always a knitter.
Yeah. They wouldn't just let anybody come talk to us because then, because that could be a problem.
Yeah.
So obviously the good behavior people were the ones that talked to us.
Do you have free reign for the prisoners to talk to the children?
Yeah, this was crazy. Like, I don't remember what grade I was in. It might have been seventh. It might have been sixth. But
good God.
At one point, this woman was like, I put my baby in the microwave, and that's why I'm here.
Good.
And we're all just sitting here like,
God.
Did you not think that there was a meeting beforehand when they're picking the people who would speak to the kids? Back? All right, raise your hand if you don't have any kid-related stuff.
Dude, someone some nun or sister or brother or father or whatever was like, yeah, these are the stories they need to hear. Like, they pre-screen these stories.
These are the sixth graders who are most likely to put a baby in the microwave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what's bad about that is it teaches kids, oh, I can't put my baby in the microwave because I could end up in prison. Instead of, I can't put my baby in the microwave because that's, like, not a good thing to do.
It's not a good thing to do in any way.
There's no real, like, it's, like, not a, it's,
There's no real
negative reinforcement in the weirdest. Honestly, though,
here's the thing. As a woman, I would like to know why.
Well, there's just no real world application for putting your baby in the microwave.
Well, I would like to.
Unless they're wet.
You gonna interject?
I would like to interject on that statement.
Because you've had two babies.
Well, I would say that there are real world applications for putting your baby in a microwave. Like, let's say there is an intruder and you need to hide your baby.
Put that baby in a microwave.
Yeah. You can put your baby in the microwave all you want, as long as you don't turn the microwave on.
The baby's wet.
You know, because robbers don't look in the microwave.
Yeah, like,
they don't look in the microwave.
Where's the jewelry? Not in the microwave.
There's $30,000 in our
and robbers want babies. So babies
some
is like
robbers do.
The list of what robbers want is
Rolex.
Babies, jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just babies first.
So Can you put a Beck filter on me as I say, I got one, two babies in the microwave.
Ooh, I don't have that option.
So, like, I think the story is don't put your baby in the microwave unless you're hiding your baby
from an intruder.
Then do not turn the microwave on. Like the final step is what really the problem is.
I want to know if she turned it on because
she killed her baby. That's why she's
her baby to
death. And she said that's why I'm in here. And she said she will be moving to a federal prison when she's old enough.
Was she part of the presentation?
Let's talk about this.
I don't think we should get into
She should be in a mental hospital.
We certainly don't have to, but I will tell you, it stuck with me. So, good on you, Catholic Church.
Yeah. You didn't do that.
I didn't
do it. She shouldn't be in prison. She should be in therapy. She should be in an immense amount of psychiatric.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she was also in a program where they were talking about their feelings and stuff.
I'm worried about her. What's her name?
I love how the guy in the button-up shirt really got...
But here's the thing. Anyway.
Hey, Mike, real quick. What's the sound you guys use for when I'm tasting my throw up a little bit?
Oh, that's just you're gonna want to put your throat real close to the microphone. Yep, that's the one.
No, but like, so anyway, that was just an example of one of the speakers. And
wow,
so this, so
that's horrible. Thanks for that.
They
Steve.
All came out and said all this shit and scared the shit out of us.
This
and then
is a dynamic banter.
And then we went outside to like group up with like. With some of the inmates where we could like kind of like get to know them.
Play hopscotch.
It was so crazy. We went out.
Normal murder.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Play hopscotch.
Yeah, just play some
hey
quick
guys,
hopscotch.
It's time for some one-on-one.
I love the idea of just them one-on-one blasting with you in tetherball. Just like,
boom. Like knocking us the fuck out.
Oh, God. Okay.
So we went out outside where they like play basketball and probably eat and whatever.
Yep.
And
they make a meet outside.
So I got assigned to this like younger Mexican gentleman covered in tattoos, and there were like about six of us, and he was kind of like our guy, and we were just talking to each other, and he was like, "You guys gotta like stay in school, man." He was just telling us like really like motivational shit.
Sure.
And then he told us how to make a shank out of a potato chip bag.
A potato chip bag.
He said, "You know those like little like those tiny like," he's like, "Your mom probably packs them in your lunches, right?"
And you could have like four shanks on you right now that you could even give me if you want.
He told us how to do it.
How on earth would you make it?
Okay, so you take the bag and you just roll. You take a corner and then you fold it over. You take a corner and you fold it over. Yeah. You keep folding it over until you have a handle, and then you eventually get down to the last point of the chip bag, and with the thick enough handle that you've made out of folding the bag over, you now have like a really pointy end for the chip.
No.
And if you use enough force and stab in the same
part of the body.
Yeah, and if you go to like you got to go to a part of the body where it's squishy. No.
You know what's kind of sweet about that?
Are you kidding me,
like,
Lee?
That was the thing he was teaching. Like, you guys probably, there was a lull in the conversation. He was like, gotta teach
school,
these kids.
I do like that.
What else? What else?
He's like, potato chips. Right?
What I like about his presentation is that moment in the movie when it's like one guy standing on a stage talking and there's one person in the audience just watching, and then more and more people start casually walking up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets to the potato bag part and it's like
just
a
like
crowd
a
of a thousand
crowd.
People like, potato bag.
And at the end he's like, and that's how you make a shank. Probably shouldn't have done that.
You know, I feel this was a mistake. This was a mistake.
You know, let me take the notes you took down. Let me...
Because you can also make a shank out of these
notes.
Did you
write down the corner over corner part?
Can we imagine this guy doing this in a TED Talk environment?
With one of the microphones.
I love that.
Potato chips.
Criminal TED Talks. How to make a shank
out
of potato
chips. We're all familiar with the salty treat. But what if there was something more you could do? Just as packaging.
I feel like that's going to be like, that leads me to my next question. How many of you have potato chips?
You know what's funny?
95% of people eat potato chips.
Let's see some hands. Who likes potato chips? Okay, second question. Who hates someone real bad?
100%, 100%. That's what I thought.
So, of course, like we all try, like three or four of us tried it when we got home.
Yeah, why would you learn something as a kid? You're gonna try.
I know. Of course, we tried it, and it's like, you know, we weren't strong enough to like really do it.
I still
but,
think that that guy
it's real.
Dude, if you want to kill someone bad enough, I think you
trust
you
me.
Probably
I know.
You have to get creative.
I know
in prison.
If I want to kill someone bad enough.
Where you lost me is how hard you have to do it.
I mean, you just have to keep
punching somebody with a poker. It sounds like it can't be any worse than a safety pin.
Yeah, I do feel like the 7-year-olds don't have enough force either. Or 13? You were 12, 13 in this?
I mean, you just, that's why you have to keep going in the same spot.
And not to like provide tips or get into it too dark of a place, but like I imagine you're going for the neck in this situation.
No, he said squishy. You got
the neck. Right? Yeah, the neck right in here.
You got stuff that's close to the circulars.
You guys say that. If you can get in that inner thigh, get that femoral. Femoral artery.
I was under the impression we would have like
femoral. Eyes, you could go for the eyes because then they're not going to see you coming next time.
No, you can always get those with your thumbs.
It's important that at some point in this conversation we say don't do any of this.
Also, though, if you do want to sponsor Dynamic Banter Frito-Lays,
there's other things you could
do with
the
opportunity.
Bag. You could turn them into a race car. We used to do that.
You know what we did?
You can't turn them into a race car.
Yeah. You know what we did? We'd turn them inside out, and that, reflective material would scare off the birds.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
That's what we did.
That sounds like an off-the-grid hippie thing.
No, it's a white trash thing.
It's a white trash thing. Okay, well, that was my nice way
to
say it.
Turn out new backside. You take that potato chip bag and turn it inside out. Get them birds out of the yard with that inside out potato chip.
I'll tell you what, there's some birds don't like the sun.
It's
just a fact.
You wearing like mittens?
Just a fact.
There's a bird problem.
It's a fact.
It's just a fact. You know, you reflect a little light in a bird's eye, they're going to be terrified.
Dim's here landing on the scarecrow. It ain't working.
Two ways to get rid of birds with a potato chip.
Let me ask you this. You guys ever had a flashlight turned on right in your eye? Now imagine being a bird.
why don't you like the birds around your property?
You're
sitting there judging me.
I got me a
judging man. I don't need no birds in
there. Just because I can't fly. Just because I can't fly.
They make those squawking sounds in the morning. So guys,
honestly, this is impressive because today on Dynamic Banter, you've learned two things to do with potato
so
chip
far,
and one thing not so to do far. With a baby.
And you learned that reflective light scares birds.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, so before the podcast, we were talking a little bit about the Jim Carrey Andy Kaufman.
I haven't seen it yet.
Documentary on Netflix. You haven't seen it yet. Do you plan on seeing it, Lee Newman?
I do actually very much plan on seeing it. We have a strong no Netflix cheating policy at our house.
That's tough. That's
it's incredibly tough because Delman falls asleep pretty consecutively after about 10 minutes in. So then
I can't believe you watched the rest of the 20-minute episode without me.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, that's a real thing. I was dating somebody, and then I found out she continued to watch a series, and I was like, oh.
Oh, it feels like betrayal.
Yeah,
it feels like betrayal.
It does, except for like I mean, all of you.
Uh-oh, here he comes.
He's doing it again.
What, Owen?
I would download Breaking Bad and watch it before my girlfriend got home, and then lie and say I hadn't watched the episode yet.
He would download Breaking Bad, and then he'd watch it before his
girlfriend
came home.
Breaking Bad would be a hard thing not to do that with.
Big in prison.
I mean, Bree and I tried that at first, and then we were like, this is not going to work. This is going to be the end of our relationship.
I really think, because here's the thing, Del
doesn't... You have to find what works for you.
You have to find
he
what
He doesn't
works.
Watch. You have to find I works. Watch everything. Like, that's... most people know this. Like, if it is on television, I've seen it, like, more than
likely. Yeah, it's impressive how much you can intake.
Honestly, but it's also because it has been my entire life force and dream forever and ever and ever. Like,
yeah, you're
I
to watch
love sitcoms to die alone on my couch. that's pretty much
to never get so it just, must be torture to not be able to get to the things you want to watch.
Yeah, so it's a little bit frustrating. And then there's certain ones where, like, you know, The Crown, which I'm like, I can only watch this episode 3 times with you falling asleep.
Yeah.
The same episode.
So
like,
you guys are
going to
listen
story.
I'm not here to be I'm definitely not the best relationship advice person.
No, I think it's fine,
but I think you guys need to talk about this. I mean, you might need to get to a point where it's like, look, we're gonna have to
I think
do this.
We have an understanding of like I'm gonna watch it, and then I'll rewatch it later, and I'll pretend. But it's also it is a funny thing. I was watching Black Mirror this. Oh, that was good. Joe.
Hell yeah, Joe.
Just trying the sound effect.
You guys
game.
Seeing this on
Pretty
the camera?
Good.
If you guys are watching this,
aren't there things that like you would like that he definitely,
definitely.
Wouldn't like?
And I
watch
a lot of those, like the Goldbergs and like Superstore, things like that. But I will also say there's been moments where like this season of Black Mirror was really great. And there was like a really touching episode, and I remember like literally crying during the episode. And I like look over to Delvin because we're married
and
we love each other. And
DJ.
I look over and he's like,
it's Hang the DJ. Was it Hang the DJ?
Yeah.
No spoilers, please.
No,
because
no, it's just really? Saying that it's good.
I've seen the first 3 episodes.
No, it's
I'm,
it was Hang the DJ,
I'm,
and it was.
I'm waiting on the last
so
three
beautiful.
Episodes.
It's really beautiful, and it really was as a.
Ooh,
thank
that's
you.
Nice.
Exactly.
That's very nice.
And that's why I don't put babies in a cup.
Yeah.
Unless Joe there's a robber, because they're not going to look in the cup for the
they're
baby.
They're never going to look in that cup.
But I need a baby.
Robbers
though.
Don't look in cups.
Just
it's
cups
true.
Here.
Put all your diamonds in a cup.
You guys remember those catalogs where you'd like look through it and they'd have like the can that you can unscrew and hide your jewelry in?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What if they took the can?
Big
yeah. What if they take the can? Well, I think now criminals just take cans.
We actually had, this is a true story. We growing up, my dad had one of those fake rocks for the
oh,
key.
Oh, those are nice.
In the house.
Yeah, those are nice.
Okay, side note, we have like 900 rocks outside of our
oh, no. So you're just turning rocks over?
Oh, he's losing his mind.
Because we like to call them
like,
decoys.
Now everybody look! And then it was like, put them in a pile if you've looked at it already. And it's just like, what are we doing?
But the criminals
just
know what to look for because it has a different like shimmer to it.
But it
yeah,
didn't.
A little
and it
plastic
really,
it's the one with the fucking door on the bottom.
What's the one that
pick up that rock, Lee? Pick up that. I can't. The bag's flashing my eyes. I can't see.
Man, there's one rock that looks not like a rock at all. It can't be that one.
I have seen it where they're like, take a rock. Put
definitely
to the
looking
top
that
of a
last.
Pill bottle. Put that pill bottle in the dirt, and I'm like, this is a nightmare.
Wait.
Oh,
glue.
Like, I could see that.
Yeah. Oh, you like glue the pill bottle
you
to the rock.
Glue the pill bottle to the rock.
That's
and
cool.
Then you like hide it
I'm
in
into
the
that.
Dirt.
I'm
but
into
also,
that.
Like, literally, if you're gonna say like, hey, okay, there's a robber in. Can you check on the house? There's a rock, and there is a pill bottle at the bottom.
Oh,
of the
they're
rock.
Gonna be like, oh,
nightmare.
This is a crazy
this
person.
A full
we're
on nightmare. Yeah. Exactly.
Hide
sometimes
the
gophers
parents
get
have,
into the pill bottle.
Parents do a lot of stuff like that where they really go to extreme levels. Like
yeah,
my parents'
levels.
Wi-Fi password will be like incredibly complicated.
Yeah.
And it'll be like in their cabin that's like in the woods. Like there's nowhere
very
around.
Very far away.
And
yeah.
Like, who
but
are,
every
what
character
hacker
means
are you trying
something.
To, huh?
Every character means something.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It has to do
so,
with your family's history.
Yeah. Like, you were born on a Thursday, so the first letter of the password
Ellie.
Is key.
It's a mnemonic device, son. It's a mnemonic device.
But then there's also, like, they are also very naive. Like, this over this Christmas break, my mom, like, got a phone call, and she was like, Our passcode is, and I was like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like that's, and she's like, our date of birth is this. Oh, our anniversary. Oh, oh my God. Hey, honey, the bank just called. Something's happening. Give them all your passcodes. I'm like, no.
They said,
no.
Give everything to the next she's person
like,
who called.
My social security is 688. I'm like, stop talking right now.
Okay, that's well, hilarious. Listen, so... I have to pause you guys for a second because okay. I'm going to tell you about a sponsor that we have to absolutely do just really quick and I hope
Jack
you guys
Johnson?
Are all ready for this because
Jack Johnson we're still, come to you.
Today's,
I'm still here
wants to tell you that he still very much exists.
Today's episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Blue Apron. Mike and I have tried it. Anybody else here try Blue
yes,
Apron?
I've tried Blue Apron.
You like it?
I like it.
Ellie, yeah, like Blue Apron?
I would have liked more mint in
so
my
easy.
Recipe.
Yeah.
Blue Apron? Would have liked more mint.
They're listening.
They're listening right now, and God damn it, do we know they are. Mike's...
God damn it, do we know they are.
Let me tell you guys something here really quick about Blue Apron. You know, they're just the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. You all know that.
I
called up my dad. The other day, and I said, "Dad,
Steve Zaragoza,
dad,
senior,
Steve Zaragoza first,
Barry Zaragoza,
Steve Zaragoza was my dad's name. Please call me Frank."
Steve Zaragoza.
And so I said, "Dad, what is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country?"
What did he say?
And he said, "Why don't you ever call me when you're?"
So what happened to all the chip bags?
What happened to all the chip bags, and why do they look like knives?
Where's mom?
But he said, of course, Blue Apron, and I'll tell you what. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking. Ooh, there it goes. Accessible to everyone. And they achieve this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, building a community of home chefs. oh, my God, and I'll tell you guys what. For 8 weeks, okay? And this ends on February 26th.
Wait, I'm sorry, February?
February.
This ends around February.
Blue Apron. Blue Apron, check this out, is teaming with Whole 30 to bring you delicious recipes. Our menu will feature...
For those of you that don't know, Whole 30 is a real, real go-getter of a situation.
You know about Whole 30?
Yes, of course I do.
Yeah, it says here, Whole 30, the menu is going to feature two Whole 30 approved recipes.
It's a tremendous crossover, Steve. Tremendous.
It's great. Each week, check this out, like Mexican spiced barramundi with avocado.
Oh,
A tagrashi chicken lettuce cups with avocado. And how about this? Kale and sweet potato salad. So kickstart your new year with Blue Apron and Whole 30, guys. This is going to be very great. Whole 30 is delicious stuff. I can't wait to get my dirty ass hands on the food.
I want to make
I got
for that
so
make
many food. Questions.
Can't wait to cook food for my family without washing my hands. and I'll tell you guys what.
Might want to free up some space in the ad calendar.
Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, step-by-step recipes right to your door. There's 12 new recipes each week, so you'll never get sick of the meals. And I'll tell you what, guys, Blue Apron is treating Dynamic Banter listeners to a $30 off your first order coupon if you visit blueapron.com/banter. What happened to my music? So I'll tell you guys what. $30
so
off
oh,
your
great.
First order from blueapron.com/banter. And I'll tell you guys what. If you check out this week's menu, you'll get $30 off your with free shipping at blueapron.com/banter. You guys ready to hear some of these meals you'll be getting?
Please lay it on me, Steve.
How
about this? Whole 30 approved seared steaks and warm lemon salsa verde with roasted broccoli and sweet potato. Whole 30 approved chicken and kale orange salad with spicy tahini dressing. There's a picture here and it looks delicious. How about the spicy pork and Korean
Tell
rice cakes with
that.
Baby bok choy? You guys into baby bok choy?
Everyone
that
speak
top right
at once
amazing.
During the ad read, so we have to do it as many times as possible for free afterwards.
And vegetable fried rice with togarashi peanuts. Ravioli. Call my doctor. Blue Apron. So, guys, go to blueapron.com/banter. Get your $30 off your first order. Get your $30 off with free shipping. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. How about that?
You got a little nosebleed there, bud.
It happens sometimes when I'm reading. When I'm reading copy.
Just when I'm reading.
Hey guys,
that was fun.
Really quick, yeah.
Is that
you know,
the longest one yet?
No,
guys, okay. I'm gonna tell you what. You know, no. It just, I'm, you guys, I'll tell you what. There's, I'll, I'm gonna tell you what right now. Yeah. Are you guys? I'll tell you what. Have you guys ever heard of Bombfell?
Me personally,
yeah, Mike.
Is that clothes?
That's clothes.
Yeah, I've heard of Bombfell. Tell me more about it.
Bombfell,
I'm genuinely curious.
Is wonderful. It's a wonderful service. They basically assign you a stylist. You put down the types of things you like on a very easy website, and then
is
they
it for
send
men?
You. It's for men.
Ah, okay, yeah. There's a for women one.
Is there a for women one?
Lee, you're gonna want to plug your ears during the rest of this particular.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what it is. Bombfell is an easier way for men to get better clothes. You complete a simple questionnaire, and then bam, you're matched one to one with a dedicated personal stylist, and they
Fuck
never
yeah,
charge.
I'd like to style you.
Am I right? Am I right? And.
This is Jeff, your stylist.
And Jeff is
what
so.
What the fuck is
big?
Up? Hey, it's Jeff.
Jeff is so pumped to style you.
Take your pants off. I'm gonna put
board.
Better ones on there.
Hey, Jeff. I'm more into. I'm not
you
into
like
a.
Argyle?
I'm not into a tight fit.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm into more like a loose fit.
That's totally. Great.
You got that?
I
got,
know just.
I got
what
fucking
want.
Anything that you want.
Can I get a nice
Could
shirt?
Could you do it again without
yes.
swearing, Jeff?
Let's start this over.
You guys
so guys,
see a bomb fell?
Here's the thing: Bombfell never charges above retail price. They offer free shipping and returns, convenient home try-on, and the ability to preview and edit your stylist's picks before your order
That's nice.
Ships. So I'll tell you, I'll tell you, doesn't it suck, I'll tell you, to go at a store, I tell you, and doesn't it, I tell you, suck to go to a store and shop for clothes?
Hate stores.
I hate,
not a fan.
I actually do hate that. That's
I tell you, Bombfell is an easier way to get clothes for men. They're fully personalized. Every piece has been handpicked for you by their stylist.
Jeff.
And the stylist emails you his or her selections, after which you'll have 48 hours to make any changes or even cancel altogether. You're in total control. You don't like what they picked, they'll pick another thing. It's very easy. It's very simple. I did it. I got a fancy outfit for it. I went to a ball in it.
That sounds easy and simple.
Then when you receive the clothes, you have seven days to tell us what you want to keep. Send the rest back. Completely flexible. You can receive clothes when you want and can pause and cancel at any time. Guys, it's so easy. You just sign up. Tell us a little bit about yourself, measurements, style, preference, what you're comfortable with. You set up your order. Tell us what you want in your next order. Like, hey, I want 2 button-downs and a pair of jeans. Schedule when you want it. Or, hey, let them surprise you. You can get a preview email your stylist to put together with your clothing picks and send you a preview of that. You receive the clothing, and you have 7 days to try on after your shipment's delivered before we charge your card and pay for what you keep and return the rest. And, guys, for the ladies that are listening, Bombfell provides an option to sign up on behalf of your partner. So, Lee, if you want to sign up for Delman, you want to up his style game.
Honestly, I handpick everything.
He's doing
hand pick.
I was gonna say, he dresses pretty good.
Thank you.
He does dress pretty good. Nice work. Thank and I'll you. Tell you guys what. Like I said, I ordered from Bombfell. I had a great experience. Great stylist. Went to
Oh, boy. Can you pick him up? Elliot, can you pick him up?
Yeah. Hey.
And just prop him up in the
hey,
chair.
Hey, he's dead, but he something looks like good.
Yeah. He just looks really good.
All right, move his mouth.
Bombfell.
Just get
so
his mouth
easy,
going.
A baby in a microwave.
His mouth. I don't like it, but I'm doing it.
The pieces of clothing I got were high quality, and I will emphasize it was easy and convenient when I needed it to be. And when it wasn't, it was convenient. So, guys, go to bombfell.com/banter. You're going to get $25 off your first purchase. Bombfell.com/banter. It's going to be great. This is exclusive. This is just for you guys. Bombfell.com/banter. Bombfell.com/banter.
Wait, what was that again?
Bombfell.com/banter. This is BOMBFELL.
.com/banter.
Bombfell is a good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Do you have to do it again?
No.
We should, just for safety. We should start.
Can you start at Blue Apron and then we'll work
Yeah, let's
way
just
back.
Do
Do you want us to just
time.
Shut the fuck up for 2 minutes?
Have you guys ever had a Christmas where Just kidding. So anyway, we before we were interrupted by money, We were talking. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. We were talking about the Jim Carrey documentary on Netflix.
Jim and Andy.
And mm-hmm. So, Lee, you haven't seen it, so we won't spoil too much because okay. You're going to see it. Here's but actually, I can't even say it now because I have
kinda,
a theory.
It kind of does is there, kill it. I want to hear your theory.
It does kill it.
Would you be theory. Willing to plug your ears just so we can hear his theory?
Yeah,
is it a, is
how
it a
long?
Spoiler
is that too much?
She knows what it's about.
I mean, you know what it's about, right?
There's no surprise twist.
I mean, I don't want to give her a certain way of thinking before she goes into it.
Sure.
Is what is the only thing I
will, yep.
Can I ask one goddamn question?
Yes, certainly.
What are you guys going to be doing on Valley Folk?
Oh, whoa. There's a left turn.
This is an answer you should know.
We do. We're going to be doing a weekly show and a weekly podcast, and then from there we're going to go to hopefully daily really quick, and then we're going to be doing a bunch of sketches. Lee had about 19 sketches that she pitched last
nice.
Night. Yeah. And we're going
to
start
I'd like
to
move
those.
Into narrative stuff. We have a show called Bad Influencers that I'd really like to see come to fruition.
Heard it's basically it? Treating it like we're going to have a pyramid, you know?
Uh-huh.
And
then
at the
if
bottom,
you buy,
there's going
to
be,
and
then I buy, and then you sell.
Three people to buy.
And then those three people get three people?
Yeah.
That money all goes to you.
Yeah.
The bottom is going to be sort of the daily show, the bread and butter. And then from there, we're going to build out and start doing the things that are kind of our more passionate projects where we have more creative control over.
Mm-hmm.
Over
what are you guys, out of the four of you, what is your most, the thing you'd like to do the most?
Start Steve, or do you have an answer?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to make funny shit with my funny friends.
Yeah, that's
I
a
mean,
good one.
And I know that's a bit general.
That's
and,
like the good friend answer. But what is like if you could make like a fucking puppet show or something?
Oh,
like that.
I mean, big picture is totally to make like weird shows and like fun, like you know. I mean, I always skew towards the weirder shit, so I might have to like put a plug on it on some of it, just in case for business reasons and for you know for business reasons.
Yeah, but whether or not. That exists where we exist. We're hoping to create something that gives
us
the freedom
business.
Where you're
well,
like,
yeah, but
oh,
I mean,
yeah,
I also
got the time to do Torty Cloud.
Yeah,
on the side.
I also have my channel where I can do Torty Cloud, and that's fine. That's where my weird brain vomit goes. But I mean, big picture is like, you know, maybe Ben Franklin time traveler type stuff, like where we're creating new characters that have like little adventures, or like we're putting out albums with like music, and when we do like our live tour type things, like we open up with like a set of songs, original songs created just for Valley Folk content.
Yeah,
so that's kind of my big picture. I want to do music and kind of like little short comedy things.
Nice.
Yeah, man,
eventually
that got real vague and then real specific and then it ended on real vague again.
Yeah.
Elliot,
you'll find us something in there.
Bad Influencers would be a big one, and then figuring out a way to do just comedy spec. I want to basically, if it's a production company, I want to produce a wide variety of stuff, but the first would be like not necessarily my own comedy specials either. I think there's like so much talent out there that could be showcased in a better way.
Maybe there's friends of yours that would love to
I don't
want to
name names. But yeah, Mike Falzone would be
Andrew Delman.
Whenever they would be asked to
that kind of thing. And then
Andrew Delman.
And then I really wanted to make a really good daily show that is different than what's out there and not YouTube-y or anything like that.
Sure. Lee?
Was that a real fart?
Lee? Are you upset?
No. Just curious.
Okay. You know, you can
Are
make
you
a shank out of a
upset?
Fart.
I have that tone sometimes where I seem more upset than I am. That's my
That's it. Oh, that's his cross to bear, kid. That is his cross to bear.
It's my cross to bear. It is.
Leonardo?
No, I agree with everyone that they're saying. I love the idea of live shows. I think like touring live shows is something that would be tremendously fun for all these people sitting around here. I would like to actually also kind of poke fun at a little bit of the fucking stupid generation that we're living in.
Sure.
You know,
Our
generation. We've seen people vlog at weddings. We've seen, you know, weird things.
Funerals.
That, yes.
Yeah.
But really, we've seen things that I think we don't need. I think we need someone out there to be like, this is fucking stupid.
Be in the world, but not of it.
Exactly.
Term.
But
like,
I also feel like we're kind of starting from scratch on this. And Joe said this when we were doing our live stream yesterday on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/thevalleyfolk,
nice.
Which we will be using and playing Quiplash games on probably a lot because it was fun and we had a great time. But Joe mentioned that, you know, this isn't going to be source fed too.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be source fed at all. It's, I mean, at the very least, what the show that we put on once a week could have elements of like a table talky comment commentary ish elements to them, but they won't be SourceFed shows. But the things that we're saying, like live shows and Ben Franklin type stuff and comedy and sketches, yeah. This I feel like in the timeline of the channel, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, in the timeline of the Valley Folk channel, it feels like stuff like that won't even really happen until like maybe slightly earlier than when it happened on SourceFed. Like it was like,
which when you go back happened fairly quick.
It happened fairly quick, but there was like 2 years of us doing a daily show and building up what that was. That because I mean, like, imagine if like the first week.
Agree. I don't think so.
I mean,
I don't think it'll take that long.
Well, right, it won't take that long.
A business fight.
But it's like imagine if
can we turn the mics off first.
But it's just like imagine in the like we've obviously built something that long ago that you guys remember and because of it we're building a platform off of the success of that, and I'm very grateful for that. And so there is that element of it that allows us to kind of like start from a bigger area, from a higher up platform than SourceFed did. But imagine if like a month into SourceFed, we started doing live shows. It kind of just, you know, I don't think that happens right.
Oh, live shows. Yeah.
Right.
You're talking about we're building a house of comedy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Like, yes.
That's exactly what it is. And
we do need to have a foundation. And that foundation is going to be that daily show. And that daily show is going to be what we think is kind of being asked for, and that's our personality-based show where we have freedom to be ourselves, improv, play with each other, laugh, and right after that, and that'll be the podcast as well. A little different, of course. We have some great ideas, by the way.
We certainly do.
But I'm then excited to see both of you on.
As we establish that and get going forward, we're gonna have the freedom and the flexibility to make everybody's comedy endeavors come true.
Yeah. It's literally a dream come true. It's the ability, it's a freedom for us to go like we can get into the timeline of everything from like a strategy point of view, but the reality is that what the whole idea behind the Patreon was like, okay, if we lay a certain amount of groundwork down where we know that we can pay rent and we're not going to starve to death, we can literally go, okay, this is what I want to do, and each of us can go, all right, we're going to go write it, we're going to figure it out, we're going to find a way to shoot it, and then there will be a way to get it out to the world. And I think that is the dream for me anyway, is to just be like, okay, I don't have to wait on somebody now to like do this. I can be like, all right, here's this person, here's this, you know, here's a small budget, and then we have this product. If it goes up immediately or if it goes up 2 weeks, you know, 3 weeks down the road, I don't, you know, that's not my like expertise, but the reality is we get to do whatever we want.
Yeah, we want it to be a multi-pronged attack.
You know,
right?
It'd be really funny if you guys did the Patreon and it was unbelievably successful like it is, but then you guys for the rest of like the life of the thing, it would just be going on shows and explaining and
talking
what's
about
going
it.
that's the risk.
Back
yeah.
to Andy
oh
Kaufman.
My God, that is
stuff.
So Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
That's so good. Good. Guys, sorry.
Wow.
Cat's out of the microwave.
Because you want to hide him.
No, but just before, again,
we're tired
just
of hiding our cat.
Yeah,
look under a rock.
Please stop breaking into
nice
our
little
comedy.
Yeah, right. Let's wrap it up. Put a nice little bow on it. We're gonna start our show, our two weekly shows, one podcast, one show, and then after that, it's we're making sketches and we're making music. It's the freedom to just mess around and be transparent with everybody watching and just try some stuff. There's going
to
be some comedy experimentation.
Also, to like bring you guys along with us. I mean, I don't know. I continue to be kind of blown away by everyone that is supporting us and everyone that like is saying such wonderful things. Like, it feels very good to like be re-engaged with all of you and be like, oh shit, like let's do this, like all as a unit, like let's do this, let's get excited, let's put this stuff out there.
A cool thing too is I think that like one weird kind of not I don't know skill, but like when we were at SourceFed, skill's probably not the right word. When we were at SourceFed, we kind of inadvertently learned to do things so cheaply that, like, I think that's what I kind of get excited about is taking, we're going to be able to make such a high quantity of stuff that we want to make because of this weird ability to kind of, like, produce things on a shoestring budget.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that will allow us to make such a variety of things that I think will be higher quality because it's going to be, the quality is going to be in the writing and in performances and in, like, the execution, but not in like you know, a lot of money gets thrown around. I think we've seen, and especially in our kind of sub industry, and I think that we can avoid that and then just continuously push things out to the audience. And I mean, that's
everyone
cool.
at this table knows that, like, there was plenty of stuff at SourceFed that would get denied because you would come up with it, and they are such a, it was such a number hungry situation that it was kind of one of those things. That when something like this comes up where you do have complete creative freedom, it's incredibly exciting to be like, oh, now I'm actually going to do Turd Stick. You know, yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, Turd Stick. We're going to bring Turd Stick back?
I am going to do Turd Stick.
For 6 years, she's been pitching Turd Stick.
Yeah. Turd Stick. You know, I mean, we're going to have to talk about Turd Stick. We're not going to say it's just going to happen. Yeah. Like, not everything can just happen.
Format or you know, money stuff or whatever, there's nothing better than seeing people have fun with what they're making.
Because totally.
A lot of people are making stuff and they don't even realize that they're not having fun.
I know. Right. It's remarkable.
Right. And until it's too late. That's the key that right. I keep stressing is dead. That at the end of the day, we can't overthink it too much and we just got to be laughing. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing.
And we were talking. Enjoying. Yeah. And I think a lot of that will come from, and I'm saying this mostly for the people who are our patrons, but anybody in general, or if you're considering doing the Patreon, because what we're going to essentially do is find someone who knows how to handle these things better than we do so that we can focus on, like, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Because, like, none of us want to be in the game of worrying about that. And I get stressed out about it because it's like, it is a daunting thing that has happened this week. And I think that we're just going to kind of find somebody to outsource that so that we can focus on
making. I wrote a letter to Marshall Mathers. I hope he comes on board.
Is that true?
Yeah, wrote a letter.
What did he think about? What did he think about Turd Stick?
Oh, he
yubs it.
He's out. Marshall Mathers is out.
His new album. Did you listen to his new album?
No,
not yet. Oh, you don't listen.
It's a little all over the place. I would say.
Oh, I thought it was pedantic.
You guys talking about Eminem? Is that his real name, Marshall Mathers?
There's definitely some fire on it.
Do you get it?
There's definitely some fire. Yeah.
Marshall Mathers, both of them start with
yeah, that is true.
Yes, I would like to talk about Mariah Carey for a second. I did see a very good clip of her burning Eminem real good, and it made me happy.
What'd she say?
They were like, can you say three positive things about Eminem? And she was like,
no.
They come in a bag, and you can carry them around Whoa. With you. And it was like so quick and so funny. And I was
Who
like,
said that?
Mariah.
And then her
Carey.
Eyes rolled back in her head.
She was like, the Illuminati took her out.
The demon tentacle.
And then she took off her mask and it was John Stone.
James Stone. Porn star.
James Stone.
Does she not like Eminem or was she just trying to be funny?
I think she doesn't like him. Okay. I think there's like a plenty of people.
I'm sure Eminem.
Like, oh! Public domain.
History.
Well, guys, right now is normally the time on the show when we do History Road, but because I would hate to make four people sit here and listen to a story that one of you lovely listeners wrote, especially when their time is precious.
Sounded mean.
Their time is precious.
It sounds like your mind and heart is in Valley Folk, and you just said fuck Dynamic.
It just means I love History Road, but I don't want to read a story and make our friends sit here.
Yeah, God forbid it be part of the
show.
You
know what I mean?
Nice!
Aren't you the one who says respect the format?
But you know what? I will respect.
The problem with Mike is he always hides his feelings.
Ellie's trying to teach me how to suppress things.
You're like a ticking time bomb, Mike. Working. You got to let some of that out.
Next week, we will do two History Roads. and that will make up for the lack of History Road on this episode. But also, I'm more concerned about people that need to leave very soon.
Just know that if you're listening to this...
Who could that be?
Just know that if you're listening to this, I'm on your side, and I'm the good one.
We all like Mike the best.
If you don't have any short History Roads, you don't have
listen,
a history.
Listen, I'm just trying to
this tastes like this is just nice. Liquid sugar replacement. That's
I'm just,
all that
it
is.
It is, absolutely
liquid bathroom
is.
Soap.
That's all that is.
Yeah,
this
it's
is
trash.
Totally, you think this is trash?
Yeah, it's trash.
Wow.
You know what I heard? Did you see about this tweet? Sorry, I heard? That LaCroix tastes like you're drinking carbonated water and somebody shouts a specific fruit from the other room.
That's really good. That's really good.
Oh, man.
Wait, what was the one?
Apple.
What was the tweet? What was the tweet you said there was about Star Wars? Please tell us.
You're not going to believe it. I was at the screening for The Last Jedi, and the entire audience just started shouting, "The town, the town, the town," until eventually the movie theater gave in and played Ben Affleck's The Town.
That's amazing.
That's so fucking good. All right.
I wish
well,
I knew who wrote it. I would give credit, but I don't.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh,
if you
boy,
guys
oh,
know,
wow, you guys. What a great podcast.
Oh, boy, oh, wow. Well, anyway.
Mom is hot.
Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Mom is hot.
Joe, do you want to handle all the URLs and links and stuff people can go to support
this
Valley
Folk? This is all so new that I'll probably get it
wrong.
Well,
especially if just one of you does
it's
it.
All, it's everything. It's socialmedias.com/TheValleyFolk.
Yeah, basically
nothing's
anything
off the
Valley
beaten
Folk.
Path,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Although I think our Twitter is the Valley Folks.
I don't think so.
Somebody else grabbed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody
that's
else.
That's not us.
I actually got that thinking I'd be ahead of the curve. But
but that is a good thing that I want to keep reiterating. The Patreon right now is the most important thing, but to be able to watch all the things that the Patreon will birth, please support all those channels.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube.
Is this?
No. I didn't make that.
Nope, that's not us.
And I haven't.
But it looks good.
It says FP.
There's twitter.com/TheValleyFolk.
Ah, that's what it is.
But also, we'll do we grab the Snapchat yet?
Yeah.
Okay, we got the Snapchat. Just follow them all. We're going to try. Oh, and the Facebook, because when I was saying earlier, it's going to be a multi-platform attack. Because
hey, if we haven't grabbed it, please don't grab it.
The world that we live in, as a lot of you know, is that you can't be just YouTube anymore.
We were actually going to be called multi-platform attack.
Yeah. Oh, we should totally, I mean, maybe not here, but we should totally talk about all the other names we threw in the hat. For the channel.
Oh man,
I
there were some bad
all
ones.
Those?
I don't even remember. I had one.
We're gonna
have some bad ones. It's not worth it right now. But can I make a plug real fast?
Sure.
Can if anybody is listening who is in Boston, Massachusetts, or in the area,
Boston
on February 21st at 8 p.m. I'm gonna
February 21st
headlining and Laugh Boston, and also performing will be Mike Falzone.
That's
and.
Me.
We are going to hang out with you afterward. It's my birthday show, and I'd love for you to be there. You can get tickets by just Googling Laugh Boston Elliot, and you'll find it. And there's links in my social media and all that stuff as well, and I'd love for you to be there.
I'm going
to
make one little plug as well.
Sure, go for it.
That involves all of you at the table. We created a really cool game show over at Smosh, youtube.com/Smosh, called You Posted That.
Very good show.
All of the people at this table have been on an episode except for myself.
And, you know,
is that going to change?
But go check it out. There's the SourceFed Returns episode with Steve, Mike, and Lee, and it's really funny. And then there's the episode with Elliot C. Morgan with Ethan Klein from H3H3 and Jax Films. Mm. And it's a really, really, really good show.
It's
and
so
I'd
fun.
Love everybody to check it out.
It is a good show. And I'm glad the audience is so universally warm to it. You know,
they are.
They have a. Are they?
Some of the
subsets of that audience seem very angry at everything.
What you're dealing with, which is the brilliant thing of the show, not to get into the weeds of it too much, is that four different audiences are converging.
Yeah.
Oh, true. I didn't think about that.
That's always strange.
So, like, Ethan's audience is like, oh, what is a Smosh? But also, who's that Ethan? Who's that Elliot guy?
Yeah, that's
a good point.
Right? But it's really cool.
I didn't even mean
like that one time Trish and I were on Epic Mealtime and we got destroyed by Epic Mealtime's audience.
But I want to thank you guys for being on the show, because it was
thanks for having us, Joe.
And that you guys proved to us that the show could work and that it could freaking be awesome.
So I was supposed to be there on y'all's episode, but I was getting my butt eaten out by a demon in Septic's film.
Oh, you know, in some like old like Renaissance paintings, that's how they depicted the flu.
Yeah,
really?
just
a demon eating a butt.
yeah.
Did
we
you
gotta
just
get
make
that
demon
up?
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah,
a Renaissance painting of a flu. Hey, alone is like. Well,
hey,
of course, this represents the flu.
How do we explain the flu?
Lee,
a painting, first of all, is the way to go. Not a drawing.
Lee, do you have anything to plug so that Elliot can make fun of you while you do it?
Yeah,
absolutely. I am currently doing
my best work.
Over Instagram, Ellie Newton. Having a great time. I have a comedy show on February Blurgadurg in Bragg, California.
Ooh, she took her opportunity to plug to continue to make fun of Elliot.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that it's my birthday.
Just bully.
Joe,
just a bully of a person.
You should come on my birthday.
Definitely bullying.
Side note, I, for the last 3 years, have been tweeting very random days, happy birthday, Elliot Morgan.
Always takes off.
It always takes off. Yeah. It is my favorite
Can
thing
Can I tell
to
a
do.
Story about that?
What if every time you said happy birthday to somebody, they actually gained a year? So Elliot's like 230
Oh, I feel horrible. All of his
that
friends
way.
Are going
to
die.
Then we could all collectively say happy birthday to Trump together.
When I went to the Woods premiere, I showed up at the theater, and the girl who played my girlfriend in the short, her name's Mimi, and she's great, and it was her and her boyfriend James, and they came up to me, and they were like, happy birthday. And it was like this packed theater of all like the Sugar Pine, a bunch of SourceFed people were there, and they were like listening. And they came up and they're like, happy birthday. Like, didn't you have a birthday? And I was like, no. I was like, I think, I was like, wait a minute. I was like, do you follow Lee Newton on Twitter? And they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh no, Lee just randomly says that it's my birthday. And then she was like, oh, we got you a cake. And, and she looked so upset. Like she looked like she
just dumped the cake.
Had been
trash.
So excited
That's
about it.
So funny.
And apparently they got me this cake. It was a beautiful cake.
Oh my
like,
God.
It was
I'm
tiny.
So upset
it was like artisan.
They told him because I wanted him to just have a cake brought out to
yeah,
him.
Yeah. They were going
to
bring out.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It was going to be a Q&A and they were going to bring the cake out during the Q&A with this. Oh and I was like, God. If that had happened, that would have been
the best.
But
the best.
It was so
good.
Great.
So,
so
good.
I think that's as good as the fake happy birthday.
You
we'll
say that
see.
Now, but I'm going to
yeah.
continue to
we'll
do
see.
It.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll see. Maybe someone will go to Elliot's Amazon wish list. Do you have a link to that?
No, I don't have a
It's just okay, 15 well, bidets.
It
That's
would
very
be,
humble of you to not have an Amazon
wish
list.
I sent my mom Christmas list, and she sent back, it had like a manly candle, and it had some bed sheets and a t-shirt, and she sent back LOL.
Yeah, it,
oh,
yeah.
Mom's using
manly candle.
The
Can
internet.
I get a manly,
What's a manly
candle?
Candle
like?
Smells like leather and rust. This one smells like punching.
It smells like piss. Piss and
like,
shit.
It smells like, why don't you love me, Dad? It smells like being crushed by modern feminism.
It's lilacs, but it's actually just wax in a discarded potato chip bag.
Yeah. You microwave it.
Joe, Mike, what do you have to plug, baby? But
I got a lot of shows coming up.
You could probably do a clean plug of the Boston show.
We're in Boston on the 21st of February. And also on the 20th of this month is the next Friends and Friends crowd work show. Lee, I've been nothing but nice to you.
Yeah, I didn't
Wow. That's the line I should have been using for the past 5 years.
I actually didn't know you were doing that show, so I stopped immediately.
Lee? Lee, this reminds you, do you want to be on the show?
Oh my God.
There's actually an Eventbrite for that one. So if you want to go online,
we're
going to
be really successful.
Mike Falzone, Friends of Friends Crowdwork Show. It's at the Open Space on Fairfax.
Great show. Crowdwork Show is so fun and cool.
It's going to be fun. There's no prior written material. We show up, we talk to you guys in the audience. You've never been a more important person than the audience.
All right, well, guys, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having us. I had a great time.
Me too, and it wasn't as chaotic, as insane as we thought it would be.
It was pretty good, yeah.
So. I feel like
I had a terrible time. We also have a show tonight. No, I'm just not doing anything.
We have shows tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
No, I mean tonight, as in like when
this
comes out.
Yeah.
In Chino Hills at the Dirty Penguin. Come down and see.
That's a cool show, too.
Well, guys, once again, The Valley Folk on all social media, and go to patreon.com/TheValleyFolk to help us out. Become a patron of The Valley
Folk.
We're
trying to get to 5,000.
Trying to get to 5,000 patrons in the immediate future. And, guys, become a part of The Valley Folk community, and, you know, it'd be great. We're going to make some cool shit, and we can't wait for you guys to be a part of it. So, guys, thank you for listening to this episode. And now for the rest of the episode, we're going to listen to the commentarium of Big with Lee Newton as Penny Marshall.
Oh, I am Penny Marshall.
Yeah.
Now, have you tried to find one of those Shaw cats? Impossible.
I would love to.
I'm sure, it probably would be really difficult to find.
eBay Shaw cat won in the first 3 minutes of Big.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.